Good morning. It's 7:47 on Sunday, July the 19th, 2020. It's a sticky morning this morning. It's pretty much overcast. Feels like it wants to rain. It hasn't yet, or maybe it has and will again. I don't know. It's not raining at the moment. Sidewalks are dry, gutters are wet. There's a whisper of a wind here and there. There's no, let's see, no direct sun. There's no blue sky. Yeah, take it back. There's a little tiny patch off to the north. But it's a subdued kind of morning. It's really quiet. Can't hear any of the traffic out on 34 bypass. There may not be any. There's just a little bit of traffic on West 20th. I seem to be really tired this morning. Got up at 6 and then I haven't had any coffee yet today. When I got up, I had ground the coffee and put it in the basket, but I had not put any water in the pot or turned it on. So I did that and had a cup of water to go with my peanut butter toast. And apparently I spent rather a long time doom scrolling. So tomorrow morning I've got to get up and go to the rheumatologist for my annual checkup. I don't know if I'm going to have to go back and do blood work or not. a couple walking in my direction, is it? I think it is. There are a couple of women that I see who walk together quite frequently. They're walking 6 feet apart. I realize I'm walking and not talking a lot this morning. My brain is going in funny directions today. It's jumping around from topic to topic faster than I can put together a cogent stream for. At the moment I'm thinking about the SimSec short story contest. 5,000 words about the future of maritime security. And Peter Gold brought it to my attention some time ago. Deadline September 30th, so I still got a little bit of time. And rather than just say I don't do short stories, I'm trying to think of what would this look like in the golden age? Who would be interested in maritime security, or in this case, deep space security? I suppose there are two obvious paths, and perhaps one that's less obvious. And the first is to do something with Maggie Stevens, because SimSec is heavily oriented toward naval engagement. Maritime security in SimSec terms is basically safeguarding the seas. And the Navy sees that as a military operation, understandably. So if safeguarding the skies, safeguarding the deep dark, is the parallel, is the analog for this, and there's also the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard, before it was taken over by Department of Defense, when I was in, it was Department of Transportation. In the early days, I think it was founded under the Department of the Treasury. because the early days of the Coast Guard were involved in, grew out of the lighthouse service, really. Which takes me to TIC. So if a trade enforcement, a trade investigation commission, come on up on it, get ready, sit with me, monk post. So if the Trade Investigation Commission if I will write a story about them, about how they see their role in maintaining the peace, fostering trade. What would that look like? I don't know. I don't have good answers for either of these. I think part of it is that I don't have a good feel for what maritime security really is. Well, at least it's not. It's not broiling out here this morning. It's muggy, it's sticky. I want my coffee. I'm still working through Ghostly Request. In large part because I'm not reading. I started, you know, sort of like keeping track of what I'm doing with my time. And what I'm doing with my time is not reading. I spent an hour, hour and a half yesterday afternoon just listening to music. Just trying to get away. Still playing Fallout 4. My hours are way down in terms of the number of hours a week I'm spending. Steam helpfully keeps track of how many hours you've played, how many hours you've played in the last 2 weeks. And the hours are way down. A lot of hours, but they're down almost half. Good morning. And I'm sure part of that has to do with the fact that what I'm going to do is I'm going to go home and I'm going to restart Scrivener, because I rebooted yesterday afternoon, and of course, it says it'll restart everything you have going and restore your desktop, but it never does. I still haven't tried to play like Fallout 4 on a Linux laptop yet. It will start. It'll give me the login screen. but because it's networked, the laptop was going to try to load the last save I made on the PC, on the desktop. I suppose I could start a new game and throw it away. I suppose I could start a new session and then not save it. Survival mode is... Survival mode is intriguing. I've learned a lot more about the relationship of places on the map. People, places, things. To recap, there's no fast travel, so every place you want to go you have to walk. Unless you can use it for Vertibird. And that comes... I do have Vertibird grenades now, because I joined the Brotherhood for the moment. I thought I might like to play the Brotherhood ending just for change of pace. And I see the Brotherhood ending. I looked at a couple of YouTube videos and I'm like, nope. That's not happening. So eventually I will be killing all of them. Which brings up another interesting question. A video crossed my stream yesterday about, it was written by a Maori YouTuber about decolonization of games and how what decolonization actually is versus how the term is being used and what that would look like in terms of gameplay. And pointing out not a very original idea that the whole game scenario is kill things, take their stuff. And even innocuous games like Minecraft. Well, you don't have to kill things to take their stuff. If you're going to do anything else like build, and you're going to play legit and not creative, then you sort of have to do a lot of like strip mining and tangling with the native fauna, and I know I was doing a lot of trading with the villagers. And EVE Online isn't any better. Even though there are paths where you only have to kill people who attack you. You can actually make good progress in the game and find satisfactory gameplay. But I go back to the guy who was trying to do the game development for the Golden Age series, and he was totally flummoxed by the idea that whoever has the biggest guns doesn't matter. That it's not about, you know, the idea that strength is the strongest man in the village is the guy who can beat everybody up. And my take on the strongest man in the village, it's the one who can get everybody in the village to pull together. So there's a dichotomy in what we see as strength and his comment was, well, if it doesn't bleed, it doesn't read. And his whole perspective on gaming was that, oh yeah, well, you have to fight somebody, you have to kill something. And that's always stuck with me as, really? Do we really? I don't know. At any rate, I am at the back gate. It was another day, and with any luck at all, I'll get up early enough to talk to you.